Obviously, it wasn't fun, but I think for me, you know, I've always had to deal with adversity, and that was just another moment I had to deal with. And, you know, there's a lot of anger and, you know, kind of, you know, some feelings that you have. But for me, it just pushed me to come in and work harder and, you know, be ready for my next opportunity.
In terms of processing and compartmentalizing the whole thing, did you kind of go from there to you and Bill O'Brien kind of, you know, being where you are now in your relationship?
Yeah, like I've told you guys before, I think, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Billy. So obviously that wasn't the best of our relationship, but, you know, here we are right where we wanted to be. You know, when I signed my contract, this is, you know, where we wanted to be. We want to be in the playoffs. So it doesn't matter how you get there. We're here now. It's a new season. And, you know, my relationship with him couldn't be better.
What did it mean to you when he made a mistake doing
that? Yeah, I mean, for me, it was, if anything, I said, it was more of a motivating factor to come back in and to work harder and be prepared when I got my next chance. For him to do that, obviously meant a lot, and I think our team responded too. I think ever since then, you know, we've gone on a roll, and we got to continue to do that.
Right, because you're with them again, well, it's like a shot of redemption for
you? I don't look at it that way. I think, you know, for me, facing them again, it's similar to playing another team in your division. You play them twice, so if anything, it's we have a chance to go back and look at how they played us and go out and play them again another time. I don't look at it. It's not a personal vendetta, me versus the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, they played us tough, and it was tough for us to have success against them. So, you know, I think, if anything, it's a challenge again to go against these guys.
Speaking of challenges, when you look at what they bring up front, what they have on the back end, that combination, how do you look at that?
Well, I think even, you know, going back to the first week, you looked at their front seven as kind of being that strength, and now with a full season under the belt, you look at Peters, he led the league in interceptions. Eric Berry's obviously always a very good player. He's always around the ball. No matter how they rotate those DBs through there, Parker, Tyvon Branch, and then obviously Sean Smith wasn't there when we played him last time. So, you know, it's the same team, but they're a little bit different. And, you know, if anything, they've got 16 games under their belt. So not only do we have to go back and look at our game, how they play, but, you know, look how they've been playing more in the recent weeks and you know, really study that. Sorry. Yeah, well, I think he's an integral part of our offense. So, you know, obviously there's a huge emphasis in trying to get him the ball. I think the biggest thing for me that's, you know, kind of stands out about Hop is with the double teams that he still gets. We still find ways to get him the ball, and he still fights through it. So, you know, he's been great about that, and you know, obviously he's had a great year.
Brian, Patrick, you talk about how much is the interior Patrick? They had some push in the middle last.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, with Poe and DeVito and guys like that, I mean, you know, really, they have, you know, they're very deep at that position, too. Not just, like you said, Tamba and Houston, but also D Ford. Frank Zombo has been playing a lot for them. And then you go on the inside, they have DeVito and Poe and some of those other guys. So, you know, they're very deep. And you know, I guess you'd say, if you look at it, that's the strength of their defense. And I think, you know, I don't know how many sacks they have, but I know they're in the top three, four in sacks in the league. And obviously, that's the reason why. Yeah, I don't think I wanted to come back off of, you know, 3 weeks rest to play in the playoffs. I mean, that would be really tough. I mean, there's nothing that compares to playing in a game. So to get back out there, be with my teammates and you know, play in an NFL game, I think it was huge to be able to get that under my belt.
Brian, how would you describe being a part of this, leading the team into the playoffs, this team that's had to fight so hard to get here, and it seems to fit your personality of never say die so well?
Yeah, well, I think for me personally, you know, like I said, I've had to deal with so much adversity throughout my career, even through this year, not only, you know, getting benched in the beginning of the year, but also dealing with the concussions and things like that. So I think, you know, I fit really well in with this group of guys. We're a resilient group, mentally tough, you know, really block out the noise and really just focus on what we need to do to win the game. So I think, you know, that kind of really fits my personality, and it's good to be around a group of guys that, you know, kind of have that same mentality.
How do you like the way you're running, the weapons of the running attack at home, especially in the key
part? Yeah, it's huge. All those guys have been playing a big role, obviously, ever since Arian went down. And, you know, you see Alfred Blue get over 100 yards. You see Akeem Hunt have a big run. Chris Polk is making some runs. And then, obviously, Grimes, you know, obviously a huge fantasy day for those guys who play fantasy. 2 touchdowns, almost had one throw-in. So, you know, each guy has his unique skill set, and I think we take advantage of that.
Brian, can you talk about what's different about your game has evolved throughout the season?
Yeah, I think you always grow. I think, you know, the more you play, you're either going to get better or get worse. I really don't think you ever stay the same. So for me, it's just always about coming out and trying to become a better quarterback, be a better leader for the team. And I think, you know, throughout this year, having to deal with what I dealt with, you know, just always trying to get better. So there's always room to improve. And you know, what better time to do it than now in the playoffs when, you know, it's really got to have it.
You said Sunday that, of course, you've been in the playoffs in the back. It's going to be so different. Are you able to have fun this week, and what's the experience? Can you give us an idea?
Yeah, I think, you know, the one unique thing is it's a shorter week. You know, we play Saturday, so you don't get your full week of practices. It's just, you know, you can't do it. So, you know, you're putting in the extra effort. You're putting in the extra time. And I think that's probably the biggest difference, really, is just, you know, playing on Saturday as opposed to Sunday. I think everything else, you just treat it like a game. And, yeah, obviously, it's the playoffs. Everything is on the line. But I think you know, you go in and you prepare the same way. And like I said, the only thing that's different is now there's one less day to prepare. So you're kind of scrambling, trying to find the time to do everything you normally do in a normal week. All right, thanks.